Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish here in Allston, Massachusetts. And I welcome you, as always, to our broadcast here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And we are here bringing you the message from our parish, which we will plan to be open a little this weekend, but obviously I can't invite you yet because we're not fully open yet, and we have to engage in the social, what's it called, social spacing. Social distancing to make sure that we are kept safe from the virus to some degree. And so that's what we'll be doing. So anyway, but I really appreciate you listening. And remember, you can contact us through CatholicAudioMedia.com, especially if you want a message about the show. If you want to see some of the material from the Daughters of St. Paul, who are on Thursdays, or from Father Adriano Zandana, who is on Fridays, whatever the case may be, there is ways we can you can connect through CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we're talking about who we are as human beings, and I'm talking about the fact that we are people of faith and reason, so we believe in faith and science, not faith or science. And what I was talking about at the end is, as I said, you know, to believe in faith or science would be like turning around and saying that I don't believe in atoms because the Bible says nothing about atoms. And as I pointed out, Aristotle was the first one that I know of, I could be wrong, who came up with some concept which he called atoms, even though he wasn't talking about neutrons and protons, but he did come up with that concept of atoms, and he lived 200 years before Christ. So we can see that those things were in existence, the thought was in any way in existence, back in the time of Aristotle, before the Gospels, but they're not in the Gospels. Now, so we believe in faith and reason, we believe in faith and science. So that brings us to something to discuss with science. Science is a reality, it is a discipline, it isn't really a philosophy, but when we take science without faith, or as we've seen in the past, there is a move, especially here in the Boston area, to create what is known as a science-only ethic, which means to create an environment where all decisions are made up of just in science. We forget faith, we forget everything else, we just make a decision based on science. That's the science-only ethic. I have no idea if it's in place, I just know that there are people that want to put together this movement based in a science-only ethic. But remember, science has no morality. I didn't say it was immoral, I said it has no morality. Just like, for example, your car has no morality. It's a car. You press the gas pedal, it goes forward. You put it in reverse, it goes backwards. Whatever the case may be, there's no morality there. Any morality having to do with the car has to do with who's driving the car. But there is no morality in your car. Well, there's no morality in science. Science is just a discipline that says, if you do this, then this will happen. If A, then B. Now, one of the most fascinating persons when we're talking about science is none other than Michael Crichton. If you know anything about Michael Crichton, he was a great author. He wrote such stories as Coma, The Andromeda Strain, and also Jurassic Park. And Jurassic Park is, I consider, one of the most important stories for our time, especially when we live in such a scientific time. Now, you might say, well, why? It's about dinosaurs. Actually, it isn't. Well, wait a minute. But Father, they did all that work to create these dinosaurs, and they recreated, and they did a great job. If you understand the theories behind Jurassic Park, then you will understand that, in fact, Jurassic Park is more than about dinosaurs. Dinosaurs are the characters in the movie to give a lesson. And what is the lesson in Jurassic Park? It's actually something that Michael Crichton used all the time. Michael Crichton did this all the time. And what he talked about was science going bad. And he was really intense on that. And so his whole issue was science going bad. So, for example, if we take one of his famous stories, coma, great example. Coma was the story of the medical profession when you bring into it what you'd call original sin. The medical profession, wonderful profession, but what happens when you have someone who uses less than ethical ways to fund his hospital? And that's what coma is about. It's that reality, unethical ways to fund his hospital. We'll be right back with more right after this. You've decided to return to your faith and to start to go back to church. Then everything seems to go wrong. It's almost as if the Lord is making it harder for you. You're discouraged. Have you read Sirach chapter 2? Yes, Sirach chapter 2 has one of the most powerful words of encouragement.
When you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials.
It reminds you that your difficulties are how God is purifying you.
For in fire, gold is tested. In the chosen, in the crucible of humiliation.
So the next time you feel the whole world is working against you, check out Sirach chapter 2.
In the Old Testament.
We're back here on the Voice of St. Anthony Parish on WROL. So, what we were talking about before the break was the movie Coma. The writings of Michael Crichton talks about science when science goes wrong. And it's always a human factor, because that's part of the science has no morality. Science is science. Planets revolve around the sun. They just do. Whether or not it's the right or wrong thing to do has nothing to do with it. Planets go around the sun. That's just what they do. Bees, what is it? Bees make honey. That's what bees do. That's science. But when we add the human factor into it, then we realize that science, this was Michael Crichton's lesson, science can go wrong even unintentionally. So if we go back to the movie Jurassic Park, the whole key of the movie is Dr. Malcolm, who is the character played by Jeff Goldblum. If you want to know what the movie's about, just listen to the words of Dr. Malcolm. And what does he talk about? What he actually indicates is what the movie really is about. It's not about dinosaurs, it's about chaos theory. And this is when science goes wrong. Chaos theory is really simple. Chaos theory is you cannot control for all the factors all the time. And if you know in the movie, that's what it's about. It's about they've created this environment where they were able to bring dinosaurs back to life. And it's a perfect, pristine environment. What they do is they use the DNA. The dinosaurs come back to life. Everything is controlled. Everything is perfect. It's going to be a wonderful time. It's going to turn into an amusement park where people can come to see real dinosaurs all the time. And Dr. Malcolm warns, this is not going to work because of chaos theory. And what is chaos theory? You cannot control for all the factors all the time. And this is what happens. That's chaos theory. And how does it go wrong? I don't want to really give anything away, so I want to be careful how I say it. But how does it go wrong? Well, we can bring in a simple, very Christian word, original sin. I'll leave it at that. Original sin. Everything would work, again, similar to coma, everything would work if only we didn't have humans involved. And there it is. Original sin. So you cannot control for all the factors all the time. And in fact, if you know the movie well, and I'm not going to give any spoilers away, you know that it's kind of a double lesson in that, because the whole park is based on the fact that it works as long as there's no such thing as chaos theory. And then all of a sudden, you have this human factor comes in who has plans that also will work as long as there's no such thing as chaos theory. And chaos theory is that we as human beings cannot control for all the factors all the time. Now, that is in the Bible.
What? If atoms aren't in the Bible, how is that in the Bible?
It's really simple. Jesus talks about it. When Jesus says very clearly in the Bible, you can live a wonderful life without me. You don't ever have to have anything to deal with me ever. You can have a wonderful life without me, right? As a matter of fact, is the commercial you just heard a little while ago in Sirach chapter 2. It says, basically, when you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourselves for trials. If you do seek to have a relationship with God, expect everything to go wrong. So what he says, yeah, you can have a wonderful life without me until something goes wrong. And that's the story of the two houses. The house built on sand and the house built on rock. We've talked about that in the past. What is that? That's chaos theory. Yeah, everything fine. You don't need anything to do with me until something goes wrong. And we know one of the things that can go wrong, by the way, is at the end of your life. Everything you have under control. Well, now you don't have control anymore. And guess who you're going to stand in front of pretty soon? And what's the last thing you want to hear? I never knew you. But that's something aside. So Jesus actually does, even though he doesn't call it that, bring up chaos theory in the gospel. But that's a simple reality. That's science. So we can turn around as we can control for all the factors, all the time, up until a point. And then chaos theory says something will go wrong. And chaos theory, by the way, that was spoken by Dr. Malcolm, who was Jeff Goldblum in the story. And I don't know if they picked him for this reason, but remember, he was also the fly, which was something else that went wrong. We'll continue this tomorrow. You're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish right here on WROL. You can find us at Saint, S-A-I-N-T, AnthonyAlston.org, and also the website you'll hear in a second.
Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore. And even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.